Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 40, and the title in my Bible says, The Cupbearer and the Baker. Some time later, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their master, the king of Egypt. Pharaoh was angry with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the same prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, and he attended them. After they had been in custody for some time, each of the two men, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were being held in prison, had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. When Joseph came to them the next morning, he saw that they were dejected. So he asked Pharaoh's officials who were in custody with him in his master's house, Why do you look so sad today? We both had dreams, they answered, but there is no one to interpret them. Then Joseph said to them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams. So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dream. He said to him, In my dream I saw a vine in front of me, and on the vine were three branches. As soon as it budded, it blossomed. And its clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes, squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup, and put the cup in his hand. This is what it means, Joseph said to him. The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand. Just as you used to do when you were his cupbearer. But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon. When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, I too had a dream. On my head were 3 baskets of bread. In the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head. This is what it means, Joseph said. The 3 baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head and impale your body on a pole. And the birds will eat away your flesh. Now the 3rd day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position, so that he once again put the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. The chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. As we move to the psalm, we notice that this is a psalm of David. But as I was reading it, I thought about the fact that it could be a psalm of Joseph, because both David and Joseph needed the Lord to come quickly to deliver them. I'm thinking about Joseph and his desire for the cupbearer to tell Pharaoh about his position and how the Lord has taken him through these difficult circumstances. And we know that the story will continue and he'll ultimately be able to save his people. But he's kind of taken him on the scenic route. And it's kind of like the Israelites who are going out of slavery from Egypt. They also are not directly taken into the land of promise, but they are taken the long way around. In our own lives, sometimes we might feel that way as well, that the Lord is not fulfilling his promises quickly enough for us, but we can take comfort knowing that God is at work. And sometimes, even when we cannot understand his timing, we can trust in his character as good and faithful. For the director of music of David, a petition. Hasten, O God, to save me. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May those who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. Lord, do not delay. Let's move over now to the book of John. Today we're in John chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. And the title in my Bible says, Jesus goes to the Festival of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is also known as the Feast of Booths. This is one of the three major pilgrimage festivals of Israel. So the people would go to Israel, to Jerusalem, and they would celebrate together. The Feast of Tabernacles, it lasts a week, and Jewish people go and they build temporary shelters for the feast to remember their deliverance from Egypt. So at that time when they were coming out of Egypt, they didn't have permanent shelters. They just had to be in tents. And so this is a festival that helps them remember back to the day that they were in these makeshift shelters. This celebration is to commemorate God's deliverance from the land of Egypt. And as we think of it as believers, we also can celebrate the fact that God has delivered the Israelites, and he has also more fully delivered us through Jesus, our Lord. John chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore, Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. You go to the festival. I'm not going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come." After he had said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. Now at the festival, the Jewish leaders were watching for Jesus and asking, "Where is he?" Among the crowds, there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, "He is a good man." Others replied, "No, he deceives the people." But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the leaders. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today, as we end the podcast, I just want to pray for us a confession of sin. And then I want to pray just a reminder of God's grace in our lives. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord, that we can be confident in the forgiveness you provide for all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. May you strengthen all my brothers and sisters in all goodness by the power of the Holy Spirit in this life, and may you lead us into life eternal. Amen.